Hello, this is Dr. Pamela Haskell. Welcome to Diversity and Unity. Good evening. Bienvenue, diversité et unité. So good evening, everyone. I am Dr. Pamela Haskell. How is everyone tonight? I hope and pray that you are doing well. I know it's been almost 2 or 3 months since I've been on the air. But as always, I am your host, and I love you all dearly. I want to just shout out to all my people, all my fans in France, Paris, bonsoir, and to all my fans in the United Kingdom, God bless you and welcome. To all my fans in Brazil and Africa and India, welcome. And to the United States, of course, all of you that are on Eastern Standard Time, Central Standard Time, Pacific Standard Time, welcome. If you're listening, wherever you are listening from around the world, écoutez de tout le monde, welcome, welcome, welcome. So this evening, I wanted to talk about the art of interview, especially when you're interviewing for a job or if you're interviewing for a pageant. Now, myself, I had 8 interviews I went to last week in the past, month. And I've, been in pageants where I've done interviews. And for some people, interview is seen to be intimidating to most people, because especially if they're not used to public speaking or presentation where they have to use their oral communication skills in order to convey their message or the topic that or whatever that they want to convey to the audience. And so I'm just here to encourage somebody that you don't have to be afraid of interview. The more practice you get, the more, I would say a good one to go to is Toastmasters. That's where a lot of people started out with. Toastmasters is this organization where it teaches you how to be an effective public speaker, especially if you're going to be, a title holder, or if you're going to be doing, speaking as a living. As a career, it's very vital that you take Toastmasters is a good one. You can also take some college classes that offer introduction to public speaking, where they can help you to enhance your speaking abilities. Because, folks, let's face it, there is no getting out of interview. In life, as you go through a transition in a career, interview is a skill that you just have to learn how to master. Most pageant girls, for example, that are more into modeling, some girls are they're apprehensive when it comes to a personal interview or an onstage question and answer. But the best advice I can tell you is when it comes to personal interview, these are the essential attributes and skills that you should have. Number one, be yourself. See yourself as a friend or an acquaintance that just encountered someone that you met. And that could be a colleague that you met. It could be a friend. So when you're having interview with someone, or you're being interviewed by the interviewer or maybe a pageant judge or whatever, get comfortable with, be comfortable and just be yourself, and then relax. It's always what I usually do when I'm getting prepared for an interview, is for example with a job or even with a pageant system, I'll do my research on that particular workplace or job culture that I'm planning on trying to get a job for. It's always important that you do your research on a job or any type of workplace. You need to know the history of that job. You need to know the mission and the vision that it stands for. And you need to also think about if that work culture is going to be suitable for you. Because it's more than just, you know, making money. It's important that not only that you have the credentials in order to meet the demands and the requirements of that job, but it's also important that you understand the work culture and if that job is going to be flexible with your schedule, if you're able to accommodate your schedule with that job. Whereas back to pageants, when you're doing an interview, it's important that use the art of storytelling. And this is both true for a pageantry as well as in a job interview. Use the art of storytelling. You know, start off with narratives, but, you know, of course, keep them brief, short and to the point, and make sure that whatever you're talking about and the information that you're conveying, let's say, perfect example, if let's say you're interviewing for a public relations or marketing job. So the things or your bullet points that you would want to focus on when talking or discussing about a public relations or marketing coordinator job are, you can talk about sponsorships, fundraisers that you've been involved with at for a certain event or maybe for a certain bake sale. You can also bring up newspapers or magazines you've written for in the past or even currently. If you've written for the newspaper or if you have a personal blog, you can bring all those topics up in the interview as long as it has something to do with public relations. If you've had an opportunity to interview with a certain news channel or on a radio station, you can talk about that. Any type of advertisement or a promotions or publicity campaigns that you've been involved with, you want to make sure that you're discussing all of that in the interview. But I would just take maybe three of those points and just talk about them, you know. Explain, like, you know, when I wrote for the magazine, I could say, well, I wrote for 3 magazines, you know, within an 8-year period. And the magazines I've written for, one was for a college university. The one that I wrote for last year was Panoply, which is a magazine that focuses on diversity within the community. Okay, and then I wrote for the South Bend Tribune, which is my local newspaper. I had an opportunity to write articles about Dr. King and his wife, Mrs. Coretta Scott King, for the King Day holiday that is celebrated every January. So those are examples of things that I talked about as I was being interviewed for a public relations marketing position. So it's the same thing in pageantry. When they ask you a question about, such as, tell me about yourself. Well, I can start off with saying that I'm a very cultured woman. I'm very informative when it comes to the arts. I love singing opera in the opera recitals in churches. I have a very strong work ethic. I believe in, you know, getting my work done and being punctual. And I also believe that when I see something that needs added details, I'll take the initiative upon myself to add to that project without having someone come to me and having to ask me to contribute to the project. So as you can see, those are examples of ways of how to answer open-ended questions, such as the one I just indicated where it says, tell me about yourself. So when you're asked that question, think of 3 qualities or three adjectives that describe you, as I've just given you in that example. Another thing about interview is, and it's the same thing in pageantry, whatever pageant that you're planning on enrolling in or competing in, make sure that it's in alignment with your values and your morals, and make sure that it is consistent with your beliefs. If you're, for example, me, my platform is diversity and inclusivity. So if I were to compete in a pageant, I would look for pageants that were consistent with my platform, and platforms where pageants, their mission statement is, it emphasizes where everybody of all backgrounds is embraced, regardless of race or gender, or, you know, religious beliefs, or their size. Everybody is valued and appreciated, for example. So if you're looking for a pageant system to compete in, make sure you do your research, because you don't really want to, like, enroll in a pageant that's not consistent with your beliefs. And also, like, as I said, when you're being interviewed, you want to make sure that you have a chance of winning, of course. But your focus shouldn't just only just be about winning. But, you know, if you're looking for a pageant and you want to win, you need to make sure that, you know, if interview is your strong point, then look for pageants where they have personal interview and onstage question and answer, especially if you're a person who is really, really good in interviewing and, you know, your public speaking skills are, you know, impeccable, then you always want to make sure you go for pageants that consist of the onstage question and answer and, you know, personal interview. And some pageants that have the onstage question and answer, for example, there's Global Continental Pageant, where the interview is Robin style, and they have the also there's another pageant that has onstage question and answer. Of course, you have Miss Universe and Miss USA and Miss America. So for those ladies that are interested in those pageants, and if you have the gift of communication and you're able to interact with people, and you have exceptional interpersonal relationship communication skills, then those are pageants that I recommend. There are also other pageants that may have onstage question and answer, as well as personal interview. So I hope this has been a blessing to those who really want careers in the public sector that deals with public relations. Because please understand that if you want a career in communications, okay, so your communication sectors are mostly public relations. If you want to deal with media, now newspaper medias, they're not really doing manual editing anymore. Mostly everything with the news format in the news industry now is mostly digital. So, you know, our technology is advancing. So if you get a newspaper, more than likely you can still get it in manual print, but most newspapers are now digital. And so if you're looking for a career in journalism or public relations or even business, okay, you're going to have some public speaking skills, and you're going to have to, you know, your public speaking skills are going to have to get more advanced, because in those public sector jobs, you're going to be doing a lot of talking. And even if you want to be a teacher, you know, public speaking is even a good for those who want to go into the education or teaching field. Because if you're, you know, if you're a college professor, you have to do a lot of lecturing. And so public speaking will really help you out, and it'll really help you overcome the fear of speaking in front of people. You just have to practice. And I always suggest practice in front of a mirror. Sometimes you can even put stuffed animals in a chair and just pretend that your stuffed animals are your audience. And you just pretend, if you have a microphone, you can stand in front of the microphone and just talk. And just, you know, have talking points that you're going to emphasize. Things you can talk about are topics that are relevant to what people resonates with people. So, those are examples and suggestions that I've given for the art of interview. And so, as I said, though, as you continue doing interviews, whether it's for jobs, whether it's for a pageant or whatever, just continue to practice. You can also, you know, if you need help, you can also hire a interview coach, or you can hire a, you know, career coach or a life coach. They can help you coaching you on how to best present yourself and sell yourself for that job interview that job that you are anticipating. So, you know, like I said, you know, there is no getting out of interview. That's a consistent skill that follows you, not only just in pageantry, but that's a life skill. And that's a skill that everybody has to master. And so if you didn't do very well on the first interview, just keep trying. Because every interview that you know, or job that you don't get, there's always another door that opens. And so you just have to keep the faith and just, you know, keep finding people that can, you know, speak life into you. Find people that can work with you, that can help you to enhance and hone your craft. So if you want to be a anointed speaker and a gifted speaker, continue to practice every single day. And I guarantee you, the more you practice, then you will see your orator skills get even more better and better and better. But you have to apply yourself. So, once again, as I said, if you're thinking about making public speaking a career, or if you want to be a motivational speaker, try Toastmasters. You know, take a public speaking class. You can even take a speech class, and it's called speech communication. Take a speech communication class. You can even take a journalism class, because, you know, that's important too, you know. But we're talking about oral communication, which is different from written communication, because, I mean, both are important. You know, your written communication, because you're conveying information to people that are going to be reading your material, or, you know, your brochure or your newsletter that you've written. So it's important that you utilize the proper syntax and mechanics, punctuation, and make sure that you don't have run-ons and fragments in your sentences when you write, you know, which you have to use proofreading. But most importantly, getting back to the interview, even when you do your paperwork, your resume, you need to make sure that everything that you submit online, your paperwork, that in that interview, that you put down topics and subjects that you are able to talk about. Because you never want to put something on a resume that you're not comfortable talking about, or that you lack knowledge of. Because when you go in the interview, you want to feel confident. You want to look confident. You want the judges to say, okay, this girl is definitely the next title holder, or the same thing for the job interview. You want them to say, okay, this person is the qualified candidate for this job because they meet all the criteria and they have really explained and gave me, you know, logistics and statistics of, you know, different type of sponsorships that they worked with and organizations. They know how to network with people. They know how to collaborate. They know how to be a good team player. They know how to work with people who can be complicated at times. So these are all the qualities and the credentials and criteria that interviewers and, you know, and judges are looking for. And so I say that to say, if you have a pageant or a job interview coming up, you know, like I said, you know, just keep practicing with your interview. Make sure you do your research. Research the company. The same thing for a pageant. Research the pageant. Look at what their values and morals are, what their mission statements are, and what their vision is. And then once you, you know, also look at the history of the job or the company. You know, be able to explain that in the job interview. If they ask, well, can you tell me what you know about the company? And you can give them like a brief synopsis of what you've researched or viewed on their website. Because some people, they go into interviews and they're not able to explain, you know, the background or the culture of the company that they're trying to get employed with. And so always remember, when you're going for a job interview, do your research on that, on the company. You know, look at like what their most popular the most popular products that maybe that is popular with their clients. You know, research the clients that they work with externally and internally. And also, you know, like I said, understand about the work culture to see if you would fit into that particular work culture. So these are all key points that are very beneficial in helping you to be polished in the interview and to bring out your authentic self. Because remember, whether you're going for a pageant interview or a job interview, you're selling your personal brand. You're selling yourself. So first impression is always the last impression, as they say. I would like to thank you for joining me this evening, and I hope that you enjoyed this episode. Until next time, I'm Dr. Pamela Marie Haskell. Au revoir. Good night, everyone.